Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today we are talking about poverty in America. In this land of plenty, we have plenty of poverty right now, recent reports say. According to a recent report published by the Huffington Post, 4 out of 5 adults struggle with joblessness, near poverty, or reliance on welfare for at least part of their lives, a sign of deteriorating economic security and a dying American dream. To explain some of this, the Wall Street Journal says that median household income adjusted for inflation has dropped 7.8% since 2000. The drop is even stronger for lower income categories. Well, I've been talking about that for years. I mean, income relative to inflation is falling. People make up the difference with credit. When the credit runs out, they are in deep, deep trouble. President Obama has recently entered one of his very, very many refocuses on the economy. He is refocusing on the economy. He said his priority is to, quote, rebuild ladders of opportunity and reverse income equality. Well, that is a fine-sounding bunch of bureaucratic mumbo-jumbo, but the truth is, he is the problem, as Ronald Reagan said about government. Mr. Hope and Change is going to refocus on the economy. Well, hardship and with it pessimism about the economy is growing, particularly among whites. 63% call the economy poor. People quoted said no one is hiring. Young people have nothing to do but drugs, making drugs like methamphetamine, selling drugs and using drugs, eventually graduating to prison. Race disparities in the poverty rate have narrowed substantially since the 1970s. Economic insecurity engulfs more than 76% of white adults by the time they reach 60, according to a study recently done by Oxford University Press. Economic insecurity is defined as a year or more of periodic joblessness, reliance on government aid such as food stamps, or income below 150% of the poverty line. Measured across all races, it rises to 79%. Marriage rates are in decline across all races, and the number of white mothers-headed households living in poverty has risen to the same level as black ones. Harvard professor William Julius Wilson noted that the biggest disparities from education to life expectancies to poverty are no longer racial, but are increasingly due to economic class position. Poverty is now a mainstream event. It is us, not them. For the first time since 1975, the number of white single mother households living in poverty with children surpassed or equaled black ones. Spurred by job losses, faster rates of out-of-wedlock births among whites, white single-mother families in poverty stood at 1.5 million in 2011, comparable to black numbers. Never have whites been so pessimistic about their futures. According to a study done by the University of Chicago, just 45% say their families will have a good chance of improving their economic condition. Well, let's summarize some of this, folks. Rising rates of hopelessness and pessimism. Rising rates of single mother head of households living in poverty. Increasing rates of poverty across the board for all races. What does all this mean? Well, is the American dream dying? Well, obviously, that's the way it seems to me. What should we do? Well, perhaps we should consider not discouraging marriage, but in fact, encouraging it. Maybe we should not be offshoring all of our jobs. Maybe we should not be destroying entire industries that people's livelihoods depend on. People in rural areas that depend on industries across generations, they depend on those jobs more than they do education, which increasingly is outside of their price range. And then we destroy their industries and their way of life. And we think that's a good thing. It seems to me that we should reconsider some of those things. That's just the way I see it, folks. July 29th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.